What's up, internet? It's your boy Brandon
and Jesse,
and you are listening to Pops Couture. That's right, your podcast for all things dad
and all things rad.
Dude, we got it. I think it's a thing.
I think we make it.
It just became a thing. That was nice.
Done.
Yeah. So for those of you who are just joining the show, we're still working out the kinks. This is season one, and actually, it's episode 12. Done. The final episode. Wow. Can you believe we set out and we said, hey, we're going to do one season, 12 episodes, and we're going to see how this thing goes.
I can't believe it because we've been wanting to do something for a very long time.
Yeah.
And if this is the first episode you've ever listened to, this is my boy Brandon.
Yeah.
Not only my boy, but my cousin.
Yeah, we're fam.
I mean, we are blood related.
Yes.
From birth.
Yeah, we can't be separated.
And yeah, we've always wanted to do something fun.
Exactly.
And here we are.
And Jesse over here is very talented hairstylist. I myself have been in the creative field, and we started brainstorming. What do we do? What's this going to be about? And at first, we thought it was just going to be about pop culture, right?
Yes.
And we had talked about we can talk about music and art and all this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And that was one idea.
One.
We had some other ideas for the show.
Yeah.
And then I think my friend Angus from New York, who we're going to get on the show eventually. I was in New York hanging out with Angus, and we were talking about podcasts because I want to do another podcast all about Point Break, the movie, with Keanu Reeves. Like, literally the whole podcast, season after season, all about Point Break. So we'll get to that maybe next season. But
maybe you could do that with A-Ron.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, that could be cool. Yeah,
that
could
be nice.
But anyway, no one knows who A-Ron is. We just introduced the guy that we don't know about. Let's pause for a minute.
Okay. So rewind.
Jesse just mentioned a guy named A-Ron.
Yes. A-Ron.
Why does he matter, and why might they know who he is, hopefully, in the coming days or episodes?
So as Brandon said, I'm a hairstylist, and A-Ron has a gigantic beard, which I keep groomed for him.
Nice.
And he has a podcast called Bald Moves.
Yeah.
And they review movies and TV shows.
Wow.
And
not only, I mean, very successfully.
Very successfully.
They were weren't they one of the top podcasts for Game of Thrones?
I'm pretty sure the number one podcast for Game of Thrones.
Wow.
I'm not sure how that gets depicted, but anyway. Yeah. And also, they are the official Rick and Morty podcast.
Wow.
So they're legit.
Yeah. So he knows how to evaluate a show.
Yes.
So we got to talking and we thought, okay, we've done season one of Pops Couture. We're on episode 12.
Yeah.
Can we get him to come on a special episode after the season ends to critique how well season one went?
It's genius.
Yeah. So anyway, that's why he matters. That's why hopefully you'll get to know him.
Yeah.
Where were we before that?
We were talking about season 12 coming to an end.
Yes, that's right.
And just what we were up to, how it all started.
So we decided we wanted to do this show, and we, pop culture was on the table, a couple other things. And then Angus, my friend, says, I was telling a story in New York at a bar about how I was talking to my 10-year-old about sex. And everybody at the table was kind of laughing. And Angus goes, you should do a dad podcast. And then I was like, oh, yeah, that's it. And then that's when, we discussed it. And I was like, hey, what about this? And you're like, yeah, that could be really interesting. And then you talked to some people you knew and said, hey, what would you think about this if we did, these are the choices. Like if we did one that was like creativity, pop culture.
Yeah.
And then one that was a dad podcast. And almost everybody was dad podcast.
100% everybody.
Yeah.
Even people that weren't parents.
Yeah.
They were of clients of mine. Yeah. And they're 100%.
So here we are, and it's been a ton of fun. We've laughed. We've learned. We've had some nice Dr. Phil moments along the way.
Yeah.
It's been good.
Yeah.
So.
I get teary-eyed during movies and shows.
Yeah.
That's one thing I have not done. But next.
Oh, on this show?
Yeah. Next season, I think we're going to bring some We're going to bring some good emotional stuff. Every good comedy
has drama. Every great drama has comedy.
Yes.
So we've got guests lined up for, we're already alluding, we're not going away, folks. We will be back for season two. And so those of you who are like, oh my gosh, when's this going to happen? We're going to run our seasons in the fall and in the spring. So we're going to take off here after episode 12 for the holidays, winter. We'll come back in the spring for season two.
Yeah.
Another 12 episodes.
But we are going to do a few like...
Yeah, there'll be some special bonus moments along the way.
Bonuses. So make sure you just don't not stop listening.
Yeah. Oh, we got updates and content. So Speaking of updates, update me on your dad life. How are things going, man? What have you been up to?
Dad life goes like this.
Okay.
I got two stories. I think I should only tell one.
Yeah, probably.
The other one might have to ask Jasper for permission.
Yeah.
Can't talk.
Yeah.
Might have to ask Jasper for permission.
Sure.
Before I share this, but Halloween just happened.
Yes, it did.
So as you know or may not know, my son is 15. Mm-hmm. He's never been a candy person. Okay. So Halloween has always just been about dressing up, but not really trick-or-treating. He just wants to dress up. So as a 15-year-old, what does he want to do? He wants to dress up with the scariest thing possible and just go around and scare kids.
Okay.
So I worked till about 6-ish. My wife was out of town working. And so Jasper got picked up by grandma, taken to his cousin's house.
Okay.
So I come about...
This is like a neighborhood?
This is like a neighborhood.
Big neighborhood.
Of my sister-in-law.
A lot of trick-or-treaters.
Tons of trick-or-treaters. Over at Katie's house. At my sister-in-law's.
Oh, okay.
Not Chelsea.
Chelsea's house.
So I show up 7 o'clock-ish. Jasper comes in about 7:30, mask, and carrying a bat.
Nice.
Not a fake bat. Not a Halloween bat. A real bat.
Like wooden bat?
Aluminum.
Okay.
I'm like, what are you doing with this bat? He's like, oh, I was just running around scaring kids. I'm like, with a bat? He's like, no, I wasn't like swinging it at anybody. I would just stand next to a bush and just stare holding this bat. I'm like, you are so lucky. Yeah. You did not get beat up by a dad.
Or arrested.
And he goes, well... One dad did come over and take my mask off and say I was scaring his kids, and that's when I came home.
Oh my god.
Or came back to the house. I'm like,
so what? He went all in.
He went purge.
Wow.
If you've seen the movie Purge.
Yeah, just
but obviously didn't do anything to anybody. Yeah. He just wanted to scare people. And the funny thing is when I scare him, he gets so mad at me.
Yeah.
So now I have all rights to scare him. And videotape it, and it's going to go on Instagram.
Wow.
On Pops.
So we didn't scare anybody with baseball bats in our neighborhood.
Okay, what did you guys
but
do?
But we did trick or treat. It was cold.
Freezing.
It was cold out here in the old Midwest. So my little guy was a Overwatch character. So Overwatch is a video game. It's kind of a shooter game.
Okay.
And so he was a character from Overwatch, and he went with... a couple of his friends, one of which, his girl that he likes, who they've become really good friends. It's been a fun little friendship to watch. So he's, you know, in past shows I alluded to, my son kind of had a crush on this girl. Well, they've turned out to just be like really good buddies. So they literally hang out all the time.
That's awesome.
So he's got like the best of both worlds.
Masher pants. Right now.
So anyway, he invites her down,
okay,
to go trick or treating with him and his best friend across the street. And they, you know, they do their thing. So in our neighborhood, it's a pretty active neighborhood, and they know where all the houses are that pass out the full size candy bars.
Yes.
And there's one guy in our neighborhood. He's friends with our neighborhood. Well, but he goes by Big Mike. And so, everyone in the neighborhood has learned that Big Mike passes out full size candy bars.
Dang, that's a big investment.
He goes all in. Like he literally, he looks forward to this time of the year. He goes down to this special candy shop in Cincinnati. He buys the full size by the cases, and he sits out in the front. He's got a big basket They're well organized, full size.
Like, what's the variety?
I mean, you name it, dude. Full size M&Ms, Rolos, Twix, Snickers, Milky Way, like everything. It's amazing. And so word has traveled, so all the kids are like, oh, you got to go to Big Mike's. And so, but here's the best part. At the end of trick or treat, so my son and his friends will, they'll all go back to somebody's house, one of our houses in the neighborhood, yep. and then dump all the candy out.
Oh,
and that's
yeah.
where the stock market opens up. Yeah. And they start making trades.
Yeah.
Well, they're not done yet because Big Mike has a rule, because we know Big Mike pretty well. He has a rule that at 7:45, the kids that he knows can come down and clean house.
Wow.
So my kids, there's like three or four of them in our little crew. They go down and they come back each with like 12 full-size candy bars, like in their shirts, like they can't even carry them. And so it was like bananas, dude.
That's
so
amazing.
Yeah, it was like living the dream. And then my daughter, she was at some party and yeah. she dressed up and she dressed up as what's her name? 11 from Stranger Things season 3. So she had like a fun, like, 80s looking shirt.
Yeah.
Had,
blood.
Yeah. It looked like she got beat up in the face, like her bruises and stuff.
Yeah.
So she had that going on.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So she gets, Elle likes to dress up and do like the makeup stuff. She's real big into following, like James Charles and a lot of the YouTube makeup people.
Gotcha. One of my favorite yeah. things about Halloween is actually after Halloween.
Yeah.
When Jimmy Kimmel posts his, Jimmy Kimmel told me to eat your Halloween candy. Have you seen it?
I've never seen this. What is it?
So parents videotape
okay.
their kids. And what they do is they take all their candy, leave a few pieces, yeah. but open up a bunch and
make it look like they ate it all.
Make it look like they ate it all. And they videotape them
their
saying,
kids freaking out.
Jimmy Kimmel told me to eat all your candy. And these kids
just lose it.
Lose it. And then some of them are like, it's okay, Mom. I still love you. But most of them,
just lose it.
Absolutely lose bananas. It. Like cuss out their parents. It is amazing. So anyway.
That's fun.
Yeah. That's so awesome. That's what I've been up to.
That's cool.
Dad life.
I have discovered probably one of the most amazing playlists I've ever had listened to in my life.
Okay.
I'd like to introduce the world of dads to if you're looking for some like chill, good music that's got good beats and just good tunes all around. I have to direct you to, there's a playlist on Spotify
okay.
called Bedroom Pop. Now, I know what you're thinking. We're not, this is not like, this is not necessarily like get down, get it on
in the bedroom
stuff, but it is called Bedroom Pop.
Bedroom pop,
but it's got some really good stuff from you know, like bands like Rex Orange County, who you might be hip to them. If not, you definitely need to be hip to them.
Okay,
Jacob Awaga, Still Woozy, Goth Babe. So just like some cool indie bands that if you're looking for like interesting new music,
yeah,
check this playlist out, and I think you're really gonna dig on these vibes. And I think that it also might get you some street cred with your kids.
I'll be listening to it on the way home.
So I think your kids are going to know some of these bands, and they're going to be like, you're listening to what? And like, you might get some street cred from it.
All right. So speaking of yeah. Spotify
yeah.
and playlists.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a playlist out there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
what have you been working
talking
on?
Talking about my musical side project?
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
So me and a friend at work, Todd, we started a recording project. We got a group called The Mall, okay. T-H-E-M-A-L-L. Yeah, we're on Spotify. We're on, Search Alexa, you know, whatever you're using out there, okay. iTunes or whatever. But you can go to The Mall, and we've got three songs right now. We got a new song that's going to be released in November. That's going to be coming out, but we got a couple songs on there right now. If you're into like sort of folk singer songwriter stuff,
yeah.
maybe with some beats, some more progressive beats going on, we do that sort of thing. We got some old soul type vibes, so we've got a lot of things going on. There's a couple playlists we created that people might like. There's one called Sneaky Soul,
okay.
There's one called Pop Goes Folk, and Throwback Love.
Nice.
So they feature, you know, other artists, right? So yeah. you got like Luther Vandross, Never Too Much, Boz Scaggs, What Can I Say, and then Better With You by The Mall. So we got some different stuff. So we'll put the links in the show notes if you want to check out some new music and see what we're up to. It's fun. But you know what? I feel like as a creative, I always have to have a project.
Yeah.
You know? I know you're very similar. So it's like I always have to have a project. So if I'm not making a film or if I'm not, you know, doing something in that realm, then I'm writing a song or I'm doing something. And so, you know, I think that's just how we're wired sometimes.
Yeah.
Just, you know, you got projects, right?
I always have a project. I have been doing a lot of like woodworking stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Like Bob Vila? Like what kind of woodworking are we talking about here?
Well, I made a bed.
Okay.
Did
you like just wing it? Or did you follow plans or?
I used Google SketchUp.
Okay.
So it was official.
Yeah.
And just made it happen.
Nice.
The hardest thing about it all is that we live in a condo.
Yeah.
It's like I got a short window of time to annoy people, especially my neighbor that lives above me. She's not.
She's a wonderful lady.
She is not. We're not her favorite people.
Sure.
But she is nice. But I know it does make her mad.
Right.
It's a very passive aggressive
tone.
So yeah, been working on that. And now that it's cold out, that has all stopped.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try to, I'll say it. No, I'm not going to say it because I don't want my dad to hear it. It'll be a surprise for my dad.
Gotcha.
Because he does listen.
You have a project.
I have a project.
Something you're working on. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Speaking of projects.
Yeah.
We started this project.
Wow. Yeah.
And
it's definitely something. And I think, you know, starting, you said the word starting. So,
yep.
You know, if I had to quantify... If we had to quantify this podcast so far, or our project with song titles, like music,
mm-hmm.
what would you say would be like where this thing, you know, came from?
Well, one of my favorite artists, the all time greatest entertainer, Michael Jackson.
Oh yeah.
Wanna be starting?
Oh yeah.
Gotta be starting something. Wanna be starting something.
Yeah,
we had to start it.
Yeah, you got to start it. And I think, you know, one of the things that we want you guys to take away from this episode is, you know, not just us talking about our podcast. Like, clearly, we could do that, but we want you to take away a couple things. So,
yeah,
here's the thing: most people don't ever start the thing that they want to start.
Never.
Or the dream that they've always had, the business they always wanted to start, the vacation they always want to take their family on. Most people don't start.
They don't start it. And the thing that saddens me,
yeah,
is I talk to some older people in my chair.
Yeah.
As I said, I was a hairstylist. I am a hairstylist. And I ask them questions like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is there anything that you've ever wanted
to
do?
What would you have done?
And they all have
stuff,
multiple things. And that is one of the biggest regrets is that they didn't do things that they wanted to do. They would always just put things off.
Mm-hmm.
Along with, I wish I would have spent more time with my family and I wish I would have worked less.
Mm. Yeah.
Every single one of them say it.
That's the thing.
Regardless.
Yeah.
So, pro tip, just freaking
just
do it.
Yeah, Nike. Just do it.
Even if it's just one step to doing it.
Yes.
Just do it. If it's you want to go hiking in the gorge.
Yeah.
But you're like, I don't have time. I don't have shoes. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it. Like, just drive down there.
Yeah. Drive down there and maybe...
And you don't even have to hike.
Eat dinner at a restaurant.
At Miguel's.
Yeah.
Or just drive down there and there is a sky lift that takes you to the top.
Yeah.
You can look at the natural bridge and come back down.
Yeah.
Not even hike.
Yeah, but it's a start.
It's a start of doing something.
Yeah. So here's the thing. So if you guys, you know, if you've stuck around, you've been listening to our podcast, you know, and as a parent... as a parent, for crying out loud, you've had ideas with your kids. Yeah. You've had ideas with your family. You've had ideas with your spouse. You and your spouse, you and your spouse have sat there at dinner. Your partner and you have sat there having, you know, coffee late at night. And the kids are in bed and you said, you know what we should do with the kids? We should do this. We should build a clubhouse. We should go to the beach. We should whatever. Yeah. Whatever your we should is, we hope that at the end of this episode, you turn your we should into a we did.
Bam!
Whoa!
Oh, that is good.
Yeah. Turn your shoulds into dids.
Man.
Yeah.
That should be a t-shirt. Should.
Yeah.
Hashtag
yes.
Turn your shoulds.
Shoulds?
I don't know.
That's kind of...
Okay, so that's good. So that's something. So I would say if I'm picking out song lyrics and I'm thinking about this podcast and I'm thinking about season one, I'm going with...
What do you got?
I'm going LL Cool J.
Old school.
Doing it well. Doing it. And doing it well. Booing it. Doing it well. Doing it well. Yeah. If you're going to do it right.
That's right.
And so that's the thing I'm most proud of. You know, when I look back at season one, not only did we start this thing,
yeah,
but we took the time. You know, we had a great illustrator design our logo,
yes,
which is this cool tattoo leopard. And it was kind of funny because thinking back on it, like we spent time on that.
We were
like,
did.
Should the leopard have glasses?
Should it have a pacifier around a golden necklace?
The original design potentially had the chain link necklace that's on there had some charms.
Yes.
One was like a pacifier. What was the other stuff?
Dice.
Yeah, there were some dice. But then we ultimately were like, it's too much.
It's too much. Keep it simple.
And so, but we did like the shades.
You can't go wrong with shades.
Yeah. So, you know, we've invested time into thinking about the brand and what it looks like. Matter of fact, if you like that design, it's now available. You may have seen, if you follow us on Instagram, the Pops Shop is open. Pops Couture Shop. So
this is exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting. If you go to www.popscouture.com, you will not only find our podcast and all the episodes, but you'll see a link for the shop. Click on the shop link and you will find iconic classic tees and hoodies with the iconic Pops Couture logo. I mean, this thing looks fresh, man.
It does. I just got mine.
It's really nice. Yeah. They're soft too, right?
Super soft. I'm really excited about this hoodie because I mean, we're in the Midwest. It's hoodie weather, not sweater weather.
Right.
Hoodie weather.
Yeah.
And everybody is going to be traveling.
Yeah, dude.
Coming up.
It's hot. It's the hot new ticket.
Get
in.
The hoodie.
Yeah, it looks good on women. All the moms are going to be looking good. Dads are looking good. Anyways. So do it well. If you're going to do it well. You know, we're invested here at the studio. You know, we've partnered with Leap Group Network, Leap Frame. You know, we've got, you know, good sound quality, good microphones. We're taking time. We're planning. We're
research.
Thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, how about research? We're not really researching.
Family values. We did some research.
Yeah. We're referencing things.
We did a little. We did a little.
Yeah. Maybe a little research.
I mean,
either way,
it's there.
The thought is going. So to you parents, do it well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Do you agree?
Don't half-ass it.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it, put some time into it.
Yeah.
Maybe do a little research. Maybe not a lot, but maybe a little.
Yeah.
And go do it.
I mean, because...
And don't be afraid to fail. Because doing it right is not doing it perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It's just putting some time into, okay, I'm going to take a trip. You can just wing it.
Yeah.
But if you put just a little bit of research, okay, we're going to at least, this is one place we're going to stay. Maybe this is two places we're going to stay. But in between, we're going to wing it.
Are there any memories you have or is there anything that you can think of that you were like, I'm going to do this with Jasper. And then maybe either it was awesome or it was a fail. Like it didn't turn out like the way you thought it would, but it, like you put like your effort into it.
Oh, yeah. I like to hike.
Okay.
Jasper does not. But I thought, you know, if I take him multiple times, he'll start to enjoy it.
Yeah. Force him into... We know. What episode was that? If you listen to the coaching, what was that episode?
That was Bleacher Screecher.
Yeah, if you listen to Bleacher Screecher, you'll see that Jesse has a philosophy of forcing his children into things they don't like.
I only have one child, but... so I was with my brother and Jasper, and I think his son came with us. I can't remember. But his backpack had... Now, I mean, this is like... This is not hard hiking.
Yeah. Now, are you talking about hiking or backpacking? Like, were you going to pitch a tent and spend the night?
We were going to erect a hammock.
Okay.
So, yes, we were hiking with a backpack.
Gotcha.
And at the gorge, which is not like... I mean, it's not hard.
No, but for those that... I mean, Red River Gorge in Kentucky, which is close to Cincinnati here in the Midwest, has world-class rock climbing.
Correct.
People from all over the world go there to climb these cliffs and these rocks. Yeah. So there's elevation.
But as a 13-year-old boy,
yeah,
you have energy.
Shouldn't be a problem.
To walk in the woods with a little incline, a little decline, over some creeks.
Yeah, shouldn't be a big
deal. You're good. So I gave him a backpack. In the backpack, 3 cliff bars and a pillow. Okay?
Okay.
He puts it on. We get there. I have everything else. All of the other gear, my pack weighs at least 30 pounds.
Yeah.
Maybe even more. And I have the 2 dogs.
Yep.
Big dogs. And I have to have them on a leash right at the beginning of the, until we get back into everything, then I can take them off the leash. So I'm trying to hold these 2 dogs back because they just want to run. My backpack, and then Jasper just, maybe a mile in, just sits down. He's like, I can't do this. I'm like, what do you mean you can't do this? He's like, I can't do this. This backpack is too much. It weighs too much. I'm like, you have 3 cliff bars and a pillow. And he just quits.
Oh, man.
I got so mad. I was so frustrated. I mean, like, everything was like perfect weather. Like, it was going to be amazing. So my brother... who's amazing, Micah. Shout out to Micah. He's like, let me take the dogs. So he takes the dogs. I put the backpack. It's big. It's not heavy, but it's big.
Yeah.
So I have a backpack on my back, and then I have to put his on the front of me, and he's walking with nothing. Oh, dude. So it started out with like this, oh, we're going to go out and... in the wilderness,
and have this,
and like build a fire, moment, make some thing, like awesome stuff. I mean, it ended up at the end of the day, he apologized, and he did carry his backpack out,
and he had fun,
and he had fun.
He enjoyed it.
We made homemade pizza out, like we heated up a rock and like made the pizza crust on the rock, like it was cool. Yeah. But man, at the beginning, it was rough.
You made homemade pizza at a campfire?
Yeah.
What,
so you built...
What the heck, so dude? You take, are you Bear Bryant or whatever his name is? Bear... What's his
Grills.
Name? Bear Grylls.
Bear Grylls.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bear Bryant was a football coach.
No, if I was Bear Grylls, I would be eating like just elephant dung and squeezing out juice of an elephant poop. No.
Yeah.
You buy the pre-made dough. They're little like personal pizza doughs. You take a rock, preferably flat and skinny... Set it in the fire.
Get it hot. Yeah.
It's like
stone fire pizza.
Outdoor stone fire pizza, aka brick oven pizza without a brick and without the oven.
Huh.
Stone fire pizza.
Weird.
And then you throw a little piece of sauce, throw a little cheese. Bam.
Good to go.
It's good to go. It's good stuff.
All right.
It keeps your energy up.
I like that.
So that is definitely a time where.
Yeah.
I had a grand idea, and
so there you go, folks. There's a story of, you know, trying to go for it and do it well. It may not work out, but that's okay.
Yeah.
And there's other times where it might be amazing, and it might be the greatest thing that's ever happened.
But you just got to do it.
You just got to do it. So that's good. That's a good takeaway.
Yeah.
I don't know what. How would you, if you had to summarize up any other takeaways from this journey so far?
Man. God, there's so many.
Yeah.
It's been, I think for me, it's been a good, time to reflect on how I've been a parent.
Yeah, this has been a therapeutic
yeah.
process. It's been challenging
yeah.
and rewarding.
Yeah, and I mean, there's times where I'm like, man, really did fail at that.
Yeah,
in my head while we're talking, and then I go home, and then I talk to my wife. I'm like, man, like, do you remember this? And she'd be like, yeah. And then like, I've sat Jasper down a couple of times and, you know, asked him about stuff.
So the show's caused you to like be a better dad.
Attempt.
Yeah.
To figure out how to be.
Yeah.
Like, and adjust some things that I've, you know, done, spend, you know, more time, spend quality time
yeah.
with him doing stuff, not just, oh, hey, we're watching Netflix together.
Yeah.
Which we do watch The Office a lot.
Right.
And it is fun because we have a blast. We laugh and it's great.
Yeah.
I think the biggest takeaway is that it's just been a self-reflection
yeah.
of fatherhood.
I would say if I had to summarize it up, I would go with, started from the bottom, now we're here. Is that a good song title to
bring? Great people's, song you know, title.
Classic.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Yeah.
But the thing is
I think we're still at the bottom.
We're still at the bottom.
We might still be at the bottom. And that's okay. But you know what? We're growing like gangbusters. Do you know that our global reach has expanded quite significantly?
Since the last podcast.
Yeah, we are. So
episode.
We're obviously in the United States.
Yes.
Did you also know we are in the Kingdom of Spain? I didn't know Spain was a kingdom.
Neither did I.
Yeah, we are in the Kingdom of Spain.
Where else?
We're in Canada.
Okay.
The United Kingdom of Great Britain and the Northern Ireland, which is where I'm from.
I like
the Pharisees are from.
I like that you said.
The Northern Ireland.
And the Northern Ireland.
The Northern Ireland. We're also in the Commonwealth of Australia.
And we live in the Commonwealth of Kentucky.
Yeah.
So
natural connection.
Yes.
We popped up in New Zealand. That's new.
It is new and it's
New Zealand.
New Zealand. Yeah. And I have a client from New Zealand.
Okay.
And we also.
So maybe that's spreading.
That could be it. Or our receptionist, one of our receptionists was born in New Zealand. So maybe she might be spreading the word for us.
To the motherhood.
To the motherhood.
Nice. That's awesome.
Into the motherland.
So we're also in the Republic of Poland.
Yeah.
So I have a friend of mine who's a, he actually is the mastering engineer for my musical project, The Mall.
Mm.
And so he's from Poland.
That's cool.
So I think maybe he's spreading the word.
I like it.
So that's good. We're also in the Republic of France. Français. Coteau, Papa Coteau.
Je papa Coteau. Yeah.
Now we have no more fans from France. They just got rid of us.
Sorry.
And then lastly, we're in Mexico, man.
I mean, the land down under.
Is unbelievable. Yeah. You know? That's Australia.
Oh, that's Australia. I mean, they are below.
Yeah, they are down under.
Down below us.
But we're expanding our reach globally. We are in, the United States map is just blowing up. Like,
yeah.
If you're listening, like, think of like a political map where like this different states start to heat up, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, for a while, we were kind of just in the Midwest, but now we're heating up all over, like Texas, California, Portland, Seattle. I mean, you know, New York, LA, you know, all that stuff.
It's cool to see.
It's cool to see expanding.
Yeah. And this might sound like a lot of just self-promotion, like us talking about this.
It may be.
But what, like, I think the biggest thing is, this is our last episode of the
season,
of
season,
the
one.
Season one.
Season one.
Now, we're going to have some bonus footage, bonus episodes.
Yeah.
But I think it's important to take time to review and figure out how we can get better.
Well, not only that, but to take time and reflect upon, like, things in life, right?
Yeah.
So, like, again, you know, yes, this can be, like, it's us talking about us.
It is.
And that's okay, but isn't that what all podcasts are?
Well, and also that's, as a family, that's what you do.
Yes.
You sit down as a family.
Yes, there's a whole show about it. It's called This Is Us.
This Is
Us. But, yes, yeah, so ultimately, I think, if you look at your family, if you look at your role as a parent, like we're looking and evaluating this podcast,
mm-hmm.
it would serve you well to realize, how did we start? Where did we come from?
Yeah.
Are we doing it well?
Yeah.
And, you know, where have we made it to?
You know,
are we here?
Yeah.
You know, we started from the bottom, but now we're here.
Yeah.
And what does that look like? And how are we growing together as a family? How are we becoming closer? How are we supporting each other better? All of those things, I think, is a lesson that you can learn from the journey of Pops Couture.
For sure.
Wow. Man.
Dang. Wow. You went like philosophical.
Yeah,
you went Dr. Phil.
Yeah. Well, I felt like you said that we were just being self-promotional. So I was like, I got to bring this back to something of value.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but it is a reflection.
Sure.
And we're talking about ourselves. And, yeah. But we're doing it.
I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change. Make a change. Is that not the lyrics?
We do not know the
change
lyrics.
Change his ways. Make a change.
Look in the mirror.
I'm going to make a change. I change. Anyways.
Yeah. It is the lyrics.
Yeah.
I think I screwed it up. That's all right.
It's all good.
But it's like, we wanted to do this to talk about how we can get better.
Yeah.
And also, by us doing this, we're sharing how to do that.
Yeah. And maybe inspire others.
Yeah. So in your family,
exactly.
As a dad,
sure.
You can say, all right, family, let's self-reflect.
Yeah.
Let's talk about ourselves and let's figure out how we can improve upon last year,
yeah,
or the prior months.
And here's the thing,
months.
Guys, you don't have to overcomplicate. This could be as simple as right now you don't have a set day of the week where you do a family meal.
Yeah.
And that may have been something that's been weighing on you. And at the end of today, you say, you know what? Those guys out of nowhere started a podcast, produced 12 episodes, and they finished season one.
Yeah.
And if they can do that, I can say to my family, you know what, guys? For the next 6 months, let's have a family meal on Wednesday nights.
Yeah.
And then just do it well.
Yes.
Show up.
Yeah.
People might not like it at first, just like Jazz didn't like the hike at first.
Exactly.
But at the end of the night, you guys are all eating stone-fired pizza.
Yeah.
And you're feeling together.
And you have that moment. You're creating those moments as a family to remember for the rest of your life. It's those little moments. It doesn't have to be we're going on a Disney cruise and spending all this money. It's the little moments.
Absolutely. The little moments that matter.
Yeah.
Man, this is good. I feel like that's
that's a good pro
thought
tip
to end on right there.
Yeah.
The little moments that matter.
The little moments.
So, guys, it's been a great journey. It's been one hell of a ride. Season one, Pops Couture. That's right. If you like what you've been hearing, if you've joined us for this ride from the Kingdom of Spain all the way to the Midwest right here in the United States of America, then we would love for you to go to Apple Podcasts, search Parenting. Pops Couture pops up as like the number one or number two episode. If you don't know, search Parenting. Or you can search Pops Couture, not culture, couture. And that's POPSCOUTURE. You can also visit us at popscouture.com or online on Instagram or Twitter. We are Pops Couture Podcast.
Yes.
And we'd love for you on Apple Podcasts to give us a rating and a review. We'd love a 5-star review. We are not afraid of a 1-star review. But we just want you to be honest and authentic with what you like about the show. If there's anything you'd like to see in season 2, any voices you'd like to hear, any interviews or points of view, what can they do, Jess?
You can slide in to our DM.
Yep.
And we want to hear from you. You guys are our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely.
You are the motherhood.
Yep.
You are the fatherhood.
Absolutely.
And we want to listen. We want to listen to you. We want to hear from you. Anything.
Yeah.
Just your thoughts. If you're struggling with something, and we might be able to help you.
Yeah. What topics would you like us to talk about?
If there is somebody that you know that has a unique story.
Yeah. Great story. We'd love to.
We want to hear from them.
Yeah. And maybe and, have them on the show.
And maybe share their story to maybe help other people get through a similar situation.
And they don't have to be from here in the Midwest. We can, yeah. We can get people on the show from all over the world. So we've got the ability to call in. So, you know, if you know anyone with a unique story that fits kind of what we're talking about here on Pops Couture, we would love to know.
Yeah.
Because we think we can build this show together.
Yes.
Not just me and you, Jesse, yeah. But with our listeners.
We need them.
Yeah. Without the listeners, there's no show.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's about it, guys. So thanks so much. It's been a fun ride. We will come back to you in season 2. We'll come back in the springtime. So we'll let you know. But follow us on Instagram and Twitter. We'll keep you up to date with the latest and greatest. And sometime between now and the season 2, there will be a couple special episodes coming your way. Obviously, we got the holidays coming up. We can't leave you hanging without anything there. That's and speaking fun. Of the holidays, if you're looking for a great gift for somebody, something for maybe a brother-in-law, something for maybe a mother-in-law, you know, let them have the gift of Pops Couture.
Yes.
Go to popscouture.com, click on shop, and get one of our iconic Pops Couture leopard t-shirts.
Or hoodie.
Or hoodie. Yeah, we do have the hoodies too. So they look great on the men's and the women's.
Yes.
So anyway, as we say here at Pops Couture, parenting never goes out of style.
Never.
Peace.
Peace.